Hey, and welcome to the Jim Bob Podcast. On tonight's podcast, we're going to go over the results from UFC Fight Night in London. We're also going to touch on UFC 223 a little bit, particularly the main event and co-main event. And we're just going to kind of ramble on about things. And the beginning of this episode is definitely all over the place, so stay tuned. We definitely clear things up a little bit later. It takes us a couple minutes to get focused. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoy. Hey, guys, and welcome to a Sunday night edition of the Jim Miller Podcast. We're back. We've been pretty good. I mean, the D's and the old man were here last week. Pat decided to...
Nobody was here last week.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah. You missed it.
No, we were here on Friday.
You obviously didn't contribute much.
I guess not.
No, we missed the week before.
Yeah.
When did I show up here and you and me? That was last Friday.
I don't know when that was.
I showed up here, and then we didn't do a podcast.
Oh, we did it on Saturday then.
Yeah. Oh, we did it on Saturday. Yeah, okay.
Fucking stop it.
All right.
That's right.
Confusing me. But Patrick's back.
I'm back.
He's back. Back and better than ever. Let me put this thing so I break it. So we got the fights. Let me switch this over for these gentlemen. We had the UFC Fight Night in London. We got UFC 223 coming up. Khabib versus what's his face?
Ferguson.
Ferguson.
What's his face?
Who'd you call it?
Come on, I like Ferguson.
What's his name?
He's crazy. He's crazy.
He's a fun fighter to watch.
He is. You know, and it's fun watching the videos of him because.
And that fight's not happening.
He's like, you know, he's kicking this. He's got this pipe, this like rubber pipe or whatever that he kicks to condition his shins, and he like first he has to move the post, and then he like kicks it and the post moves, and he's like, I built this thing by myself with my bare hands, I didn't use any power tools or something like that, and it's like, maybe you should have, things are gonna fall down one day, but I respect him for building it with his hands.
Listen, the guy has never been in a boring fight.
He's
phenomenal.
Hopefully the fight happens.
Why are you saying it's not going to happen?
Because it hasn't happened the three times before.
I think
it's going to happen this time?
It's going to happen.
I don't think so.
You don't think it's going to happen?
Nope.
Let's jump up to that one because I'm
somebody
on the other
will
one.
Pull out. 17th.
Yeah.
No, Khabib can't afford to pull out again. I mean, he's on a. He's got so much momentum behind him. He's hot.
Still,
he's got to show.
Still 3 weeks.
It's going to go.
Still 3 weeks left. I don't know.
How about Rose getting screwed on the immediate rematch? Immediate rematches suck. Unless there's something weird. If there was an eye poke or a ball shot up, obviously not in that fight. Immediate rematches never make sense. Let her fight somebody else. Let Joanna work her way back up, right?
And
come on.
Especially when you tap the strikes.
Exactly.
Yeah. And like the thing is, it was a dominant performance, and you guys are just jumping all around tonight. We're going to talk about Khabib.
I feel wild. I missed last week. I want to just.
And they're just so excited. They're like, we want to get this over with fast because it's Sunday night and have to go to work.
Because that's what's going to happen. This fight's going to be off. Ferguson is going to get hit back by his pipe because it's going
to
fall.
We're going back to Ferguson
because you wanted to go back to it.
I was about to talk about Rose.
Well, you said go. Why are you jumping around? So we're back to Ferguson.
How about
so
Verdun
he's going to get
KO'd.
He's going to get. He's going to get.
What
KO'd.
About Dana being in the UFC game?
Come on.
Yeah,
oh
really.
Man. Anyway.
So in last place,
and we've just talked about everything we have for
training
tonight.
Is.
Yeah. I am not giving up my AR.
Yes, you are.
These little Tide Pod eaters can go fucking eat shit.
Yeah.
This is going to be a tough one to follow. Welcome along.
Yeah, I know. The hypocrite speaks. He wants his liberal-ass hippie not to take his gun, but he wants his liberal-ass hippie to legalize pot for him.
How about we just say, like, hey, as long as you're not being a piece of shit to someone, you could smoke pot, or you could have an AR-15.
Well, I don't know.
We have sidetracked so hard.
We do.
Holy shit.
Come on. What's going on?
Circle back.
What's going on? Where are the show notes? Where are the show notes? We've had, this is what, 22 that since it's been named the Jim Miller Podcast. Are we in like 30-something, 36? As a hit. So we're like over 50, and we've got like 50 views.
Nice.
We have never had show notes.
Never.
Not
in
one
case
time.
In case the audience were thinking that we were following a script. Like, hey.
In the last 2 minutes, I know, you've covered the script of all 50 episodes.
If you're thinking that it's difficult to have a podcast, it's difficult to have a successful podcast. If you want to have a podcast and
bam,
not get any listens, then we know how to do that.
We are nailing it.
Okay. Let's simmer down for a second. Things got a little fired up.
We weren't even banged up before. I mean, no, we're not. We've lost control.
I blame you guys. All right. So where should we start? Should we start at the fights that were just last night?
Probably.
You motherfuckers.
That would probably have the most chronological flow to it.
You know, like, okay. Verdum.
So Khabib has got to control his cut.
I'm going to jump over there. He needs to stop eating tiramisu. Verdum getting
God,
stopped.
I love tiramisu.
You know, this card was one of these cards where it was almost worse than the Brazil card in terms of, like, knowing a lot about both fighters in a fight.
I agree with that.
You know, the Machida card was one where I was like, oh, I know two fighters on the card. I mean, obviously there are a few guys that I know, you know, like
Manuel
Verdum
was on there,
yeah,
right?
Manuan. I mean, they're Craig. I've seen him fight a couple times. I think there were more fighters that I've seen fight. But then I just didn't know, I didn't really know their opponents. And Volkov impressed me. Came out tough, man. Got the stoppage in the fourth round.
I think that's the most impressive part, right? If Volkov just caught him in the first round, I would have been like, you know, he got lucky. He got a good shot off, but man, he hung in there. Verdum's not an easy fight for anybody, and Volkov was nowhere on my radar.
What I love about Verdum is that, like, I mean, he's crazy. The guy's – he threw a boomerang at someone, which is pretty awesome, but it's crazy. But he doesn't care. He doesn't care about what he does on his feet because he's so confident in his ground game. And that's awesome. That's how good grapplers should fight is the way that Verdum fights. Just, you know what? Keep your hands up. To a degree, you know, do some crazy stuff, and hopefully the fight goes to the ground where you sub him out. You know, like, I mean, when he fought Travis Brown, he comes across and throws that flying sidekick. It's like, who the fuck does that? Who does that? Fabricio Verdum. That's who does it. You know,
Verdum's one of those wild guys too. Everybody says they like fighting, and they would fight Verdum would be fighting if it was free. Verdum would pay you to get into the octagon.
Probably, yeah.
He just seems like a guy who loves what he does. He has fun with it. And that's a huge win for Volkov. Mm-hmm. This could propel his career going forward.
It's huge for him. It says he's ranked 7 right now.
He's on a pretty good win
streak, right?
That's
probably not adjusted. He's 4-0 in the UFC.
Yeah, that's not easy to do.
No. What's he got? Struve. Nelson.
Struve's not an easy win. Yeah. Nelson's not
Tim
an
Johnson,
easy win.
Yeah.
He should have probably been on my radar, considering
he should have.
Take part in a podcast that focuses on MMA.
This is true, but, you know, you're kind of a slacker. So.
I am a slacker. Regardless, I'm certainly not going to miss his next fight.
I don't think I am either. Pat. But, yeah, you know, I mean, he's a big dude too, you know. I mean, that's a good thing. It's got good reach. It's tall. Used it well.
Hey, Pat Holleran's writing in, and he's kind of got an interesting point. He says that the UFC is getting oversaturated.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that happening?
I don't know if it's that it's oversaturated because I don't think that. I mean, I think that the market is there, but I think that the way that the UFC promotes their fighters is where it's, why it's falling short, why it feels like it's oversaturated, why. I mean, if there was more promotion done to all the fighters, you know, it would be easier to know, you know, who Volkov is or some of these other guys or, you know, some of these the smaller cards to be excited about it and to watch it. I mean, because there are always great fights. I mean, that's the thing, is every time that a card is, you know, bashed by the media or whatever, it always does well. I mean, I fought on a couple of them where it was like, oh, this is going to be a shit card. There's no big names. And next thing you know, there's a great night of fights. And I mean, that's what we want to see as fans. I mean, I'm a fan of the sport. I mean, shit. As a college kid, instead of studying, I was looking at fights on the internet, you know,
yeah,
back in the days of like, what was it, Kaza and stuff like that, like illegally downloading all these.
Well, how are those greens? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Vanderlei Silva's pretty fucking awesome.
The axe murderer won the other
night. Yeah, he's pretty fucking awesome. You know, like, as a fan, that's what we want to see. We want to see the good fights and The problem is promotion wise, you know, I mean, I think we've said it before that the UFC is not very good at promoting fighters. They're good at helping. They're good at like kind of piggybacking on fighters that promote themselves.
Right. That's all they've ever done. And I think the UFC blew it in the fact that they shouldn't have trashed. They're oversaturated for the fact that there's not an all A-level league. They should have kept the WEC as the minor leagues and put guys over there to fight their way up and say, okay, and then guys who have a, you know, lose and get bumped back down to the...
I hate when he's right.
The you know, the minor leagues. And then work your way back up. Then it wouldn't be overset. Then people would see good cards with, okay, these guys are good fighters, and they can watch the on Fox, on, you know, keep that strictly on Fox and do pay-per-view on, okay, they're all big cards. We're going to have big names.
There would have been a lot going on, you know, and it would have been, I think now when it was the Fertittas, doing that type of thing was a little bit, I mean, they would have had to invest in it.
Yeah,
I think now for, you know, WME, IMG to do that would make sense.
And it would, and they'd make money.
It'd be great for the hardcore fan.
It would 100%. It would make sense to, like, awesome. Okay, let's develop that, you know, all right, you've got the weekly, you know, you've got that weekly thing where it's the lower level fights where you're building fighters, you're building their brand, they're building their name, you're exposing them to the market, you're exposing them to the fans. So that they can, when they hit that main, you know, every 2 months, every, you know, one a month or whatever it is, big cards, those big numbered pay-per-view cards, that people know them. Right. I mean, I think that it would be it'd be easier for them to do it now. But at the same time, I don't know what they want. They spend a lot of money and all they seem to want to do is cut.
Right.
So
I have a little bit of a different theory. I think that as sports fans, we've gotten used to the greats, and we expect it, and we don't have a great right now. If you think about Michael Jordan, he was great. When he was playing, we got used to it. Nobody touched him. Tiger Woods. When Tiger Woods was in his prime, he was a great. He was awesome to watch. Nobody touched him. Michael Schumacher for driving.
Except a couple porn stars.
So we don't have that right now and even like Mike Tyson in his prime. Mike Tyson was great to watch. He had his fight sucked, man. It was like a minute fight where he just completely crushed somebody.
Don't go to the bathroom.
Yeah, but he was, and we don't have that. Like John Jones got close and he got jammed up, but we don't have being somebody polite, that's yeah. like super super dominant that is.
Oh, yes, you do.
Who?
Conor McGregor.
You don't have him.
And
though.
He makes more than Ronaldo now, right?
You don't have
he's
him,
the
though.
Burger King. He's the Chicken King.
Well, hey, and actually, Roland is asking, do you think Conor will come back to fight a top-ranked opponent, or will he handpick his next fight?
Oh, he'll handpick his next fight.
I heard he wanted to fight Frankie I think Frankie's an awful matchup, but I heard that when Frankie's first fight fell through, Connor
said he did. And then Dana licked his balls to think that he did, you know, because that's his boy.
I think
I'll cover Connor's ass.
That's a tough fight for Connor. Frankie's a nightmare fight for Connor.
I think that was a little bit of
it was a bunch of bullshit.
That was like a political thing. I don't necessarily know if I believe that. I'm gonna be flat out with that. He's not fighting fucking Frankie on whatever it was.
I don't believe there's anybody in the UFC.
He wouldn't have made weight. Unless he's catch weighting him.
Yeah.
You expected him in a week and a half or a week to make freaking 45? I don't think
it was that. It was longer than that. They had longer than that. But yeah, I don't think that.
This goes back to you being a pussy. I don't think there's anybody in the UFC who's afraid to fight anyone else. I really don't at that level.
No, it's not. It's
nobody's afraid.
It's not fear. It's definitely not fear. I think there are guys who are more selective in their fights, who are
not afraid to fight anybody.
I think there are definitely and I've trained with guys. There are fighters that want easier outs, and there are fighters who want to be tested, and they want the best fight that they can get and the best opponent they can get. You know, like I always strive to fight the best competition that I could fight. I mean, like, it was the most nervous that I've ever been was when I fought fucking Al Buck, who had a losing record. I fought Frankie Edgar. We had, like, the fight of the year, the fight of the decade in New Jersey, probably the fight of local New Jersey at the time. Like,
probably still.
That's a good I kicked the piece of his ear off. He punched me in the face way too many times.
Put you on your ass.
D's puked in the stands. Our grandmother was yelling at Frankie's drunken
friend or people.
Yeah, the fans that were chanting "Fuck him up, Frankie." My 85, well, not 85 at that point. Whatever the hell she was, 70-year-old. So I don't know. Fucking my tiny little Sicilian grandmother is fucking. That's my grandson.
Shut up.
That's my grandson. Fuck you, bitch.
And then I turn around and I got two drunks sitting behind me, and then I'm telling these guys, no, that's my mother-in-law. Shut up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I got these guys to protect me when we get brawling
protect
in
you.
The stands.
They would come to plan and get choked out every now and then.
Yeah. we weren't protecting anybody that night.
No,
oh,
no,
God.
You weren't.
But yeah, like. I don't even know where I was.
Pat, he puked in the seats, and then Pat fell down the stairs leaving.
Yeah.
Rolled down the stairs.
They chased me. I had to take off my sweatshirt so security couldn't find me. I had to do a wardrobe change. It got ugly.
Where was I going with that?
I don't know.
I was going somewhere.
About being afraid
to fight. You know, like, yeah. So the most nervous I've ever been was that following fight.
There's some technical difficulties.
Yeah, you're bumping the things. Yeah,
I think we're good.
The next fight, I'm fighting a guy. I went from fighting Frankie, who then, before I fought my next fight, had fought in the UFC and beat Tyson Griffin, and then I'm fighting a guy who was like, you know, the hell was he 5-6, something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, granted, he was holding the title, and that's why I was fighting him. But that was the most nervous I've ever been. That was like, holy shit! Like, I need to beat this guy. And you know, I mean, and I think there are a lot of other fighters that share that same mentality with me, that they're looking for the best fight that they can, you know, they want to be the underdog, because there's less pressure when you're under the underdog. Like, holy shit, you know, like, you trust yourself. You want to go out there. If you feel good, you're confident, you go out and you do your fucking thing. But there are fighters at the same time that are selective with their fights and want.
Well,
want those
point.
Perfect matchups and stuff like that. And
you're saying that anybody at the UFC isn't afraid to fight.
Yeah, they're not afraid to fight.
Well, that's
but
it. You know, Conor McGregor's not afraid
to fight,
but he's afraid to lose what he has.
Yeah.
And fighting those guys, there's a real good chance I'm going to lose what I have.
And the thing is it
so
wasn't,
I'm not going to do it.
He's not going to – I mean, at this point, he's not going to make what I would probably eat his hand like a sandwich.
Eat whose hand like a sandwich?
Who said that?
Roland Pierre
said that, yeah, that he thinks I could eat Connor's left like a sandwich.
Probably.
You know, I've been hit pretty hard.
I don't think.
Listen, I was sparring with the beef today, and he's got 70 pounds on
I don't think, I guarantee you, I'll guarantee you Conor McGregor doesn't hit harder than Gallard.
Probably not, no.
No chance.
No. What, he has one highlight reel knockout of Aldo.
Yeah.
Gallard had, what, 9?
Yeah.
That one punch.
And Gallard hit you pretty damn hard.
He did.
He did. He hit you real hard.
You know, the fact that that's on, like, the comebacks list, is like, you know, I really wasn't that bad. Like, he hit me. Like, maybe I hit the mat and popped back up. I don't remember.
Well, I remember watching it and being like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit. No, I remember he hit me in the, like, one of the ones that he hit me in the like, the top of the head. It was like, bang. I was like, oh, son of a bitch. Like, what the hell?
And to think that in the fight is a big deal.
Yeah. You know, like, it wasn't fun. But I knew that if I got him to the ground, we're going to work. We've just been, like, all over the place tonight.
Hey, I think just jumping back to the UK fighters, something's going on with the mic here. But Joe's got a good point, if you can still hear me, because I can't. He said, it's a double-edged sword for some of our UK cards. They hold the fighters back. They're reserved for those events. It means they get great homeland support, but it limits their exposure worldwide.
Ding, 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 New Jersey.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Who said
Joe.
That? I was along the same lines because
Joe Stamps.
What Jim brought up earlier is kind of like the Brazil card, the UK card, like the cards that we don't seem to, or a lot of people in the U.S. don't seem to get all fired up about. A lot of them are the international cards, and they're pushing some of the more hometown people there, getting the local support. And I get that. Yeah. And maybe
you
the marketing over there.
I'm trying to fix
what
it.
What the hell are you doing?
I don't know. There's like a rat's nest.
So maybe they've got posters up at the bars with a few guys that they know well because they've been to the local circuits and we just aren't exposed to them here.
So when the metal pieces of the headphone and the microphone, because it's got two wires that come out, when they touch together, it sounds, we hear it, but you guys don't. It sounds like like an explosion going off.
My ears are only bleeding a little.
Yeah. So that's what they're dealing with right now. So, no, definitely, that's 100% true in that they do use local fighters on some of these cards. And, I mean, that's just kind of the way it is. And the thing is like, sometimes, like, we talked about it in the some of the previous podcasts, that sometimes it's like even fighters that are ranked, you don't know, particularly with the heavier weights. We had some of the guys and they were fighting at a heavyweight and fighting at 205, and it's like they've got 3 or 4 fights in the UFC. And, I mean, granted, Volkov, had big wins.
He did. Volkov should have been on the radar.
He should have been. Yeah, he should have been ranked. And but there were a couple other guys that was like, who have they fought? Who have they beaten? And they're ranked in the top 15. Yeah. And that's kind of, I don't know. It's just, it's weird. And granted, I live this shit, so I get kind of burnt out of it. I have to admit, I have a podcast about MMA, and I get burnt out with MMA, where I don't watch all of it. Which is, I guess it's kind of bullshit on my behalf, you know? But at the same time, I got a family and shit, so fuck you. they definitely, like, that's what happened to me. They I wanted to fight in February. I wanted to fight in Texas and shit. And, you're fighting in New York. And then they announced the AC card. No, you're fighting in an AC. You know, so I got bumped back. I got held back and shelved.
Could it really make that big of a difference, right? Because if it's on pay-per-view or Fox, it's across the country, right? So what are they trying to sell seats? That has to be such a small fraction of their business.
It's a tiny little thing, but it's also, I think it's a pride thing. At the same time, they want to sell out. And I don't think it matters. I mean, I don't think the people that are coming to Atlantic City Card are like, oh, well, I'm only going because Jim Miller's on the card.
Hey, if all your friends go, it'll be two more seats. Yeah, it'll be
two seats. You know, it's like there's not a lot of them. And you know what? Here's a pretty messed up thing. So, they give us the opportunity to get tickets at cost, because once they go into the hands of, you know, the ticket brokers and the ticket mongers, who then, you know, jack the prices up, they give us the opportunity. And it's always been like, you know, you get the email and it's like, hey, you've got 2 days to get this in. You know, and like it's a fight that I've known about for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and then you get the email, it's like, you've got 2 days to get your order in. They sent me the email for the Atlantic City card. The following day was the cutoff. And they didn't even tell us that the following day was the cutoff. So, like, I got an email to get tickets. I shared it with everybody. And nobody actually even got the opportunity
to get tickets.
I think Fitz got tickets, but he had to call.
Give me fucking Dana's number.
Like,
Jesus Christ.
You know, it's like,
do not and granted, give him Dana's
give me
number.
Fucking Dana's number.
Change his number all the time.
You need a
Holy and I don't shit. Know if I, that's the thing. I told Fitz, I was like, you know, who Fitz is the, if you don't know, he was on the podcast, 2 weeks ago or whatever it was, or two times ago. One of our fighters, he also manages the gym. I told him, I was like, listen, I was like, it might not mean, you know, just because it says it, you know, like still have people try, because it doesn't, if it's not sold out, they can probably still get the tickets, but it's kind of bullshit. You know, it's like there was nothing in the email that said the deadline is tomorrow. The deadline is,
give
you know,
me some fucking
March.
Phone numbers, you fucking chicken shit fuck.
Okay.
Give me the fucking okay. phone numbers.
You fucking chicken shit fuck.
Yeah. All right.
I'm not going to talk
poll.
To anybody.
Let's take a
I don't want to talk. Let me
to
be
to our
the
listeners that are live.
Let me
should
be
I give
hey,
should
I'll
I
guarantee
give
you.
The phone
I'll
number.
Guarantee you you're getting 100
should I give
fucking
my dad the phone number?
You'll get all the likes
in the comments. I can't see who you
every
are.
Every friggin'
say yes or no.
Every you'll get every like from Vietnam will say yeah. Give the phone numbers to your dad.
It was just one guy that listened to every podcast. That was it. That was all it was. That's that was 6%.
I've done some stuff, but my dad has never called me a fucking chicken shit fuck. And that's the bar. The bar
you know
has
what?
Been lowered.
That's because you don't have the relationship that I have with this douchebag.
I would have to say, of all the things I've heard him say, that is one of my favorites.
Stick a broom up my ass and call me assholes.
I've said that.
I didn't hear that. I didn't
I heard
personally
that
hear
live.
That. But I've heard some things coming out of his mouth that I think just the swears and the curses when he jumped out of the boat the one time in Lake George and hit his back on the on the edge of the boat. That was pretty awesome. So anyway, back
for you.
Back yeah.
Regardless.
Back, irregardless. I think you're right. Jimmy versus Jan, fight of the night. Controversial decision. What do you think?
If you're going, I got to give it to the kid. He came in.
Yeah.
You know, Minowa's got a huge fucking, like, presence behind him.
He does.
He's a scary guy to fight. I'm not, like, he's a monster, man. His stand-up is phenomenal through the roof, and Jan came in. That's a tough test for anybody. Jimmy's last win looked phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And he got it done. So controversial or not, man, that's awesome. He stepped up, fought a good fight, and I think the kid's got a huge amount of potential mm-hmm. after that.
Yeah. No, he totally. I mean, the thing is if it's I can't stand how it's always like, oh, well, it was a ripoff.
Well, I don't see how people could say it's a ripoff.
Well, that's
I
exactly
mean, just
the
look
thing.
At this
well,
here.
Yeah,
look
I mean,
at
I know that they misreport
look at
things, but when
Solo
you look
strikes.
At it, that
124 to 37, 97 to 37.
How was
he's
it a
got
rip-off?
The knockdown
takedowns.
And the takedown?
How was it a ripoff? Because it's you're fighting Jimmy and
he got knocked down. So it's like, okay, well, he wins the second or whatever. And I mean, people kind of everybody likes to jump to the conclusion. And it's not even just fans; it's fighters as well, and people in MMA that, you know, I mean, holy shit, Dana does it all the time, where it's like, ah, you know, that was bullshit or whatever. And it's like, it was a split.
Right. Another reason why he gave me his number.
In a split decision. A split decision is as close as it can get.
Right.
You know? And a split decision is close to begin with. And if you say, like, ah, well, you know, he should have won that split decision. Well, it was fucking close as shit anyway. Like, that's what happens. Unfortunately, that's what happens. We leave it in the hands of three people. You know,
I think they got it right. And if Jimmy, if Jimmy wants to complain, he should have finished the fight. Right?
He doesn't. No, he doesn't. He wasn't.
No,
he
know. I'm just if the fans want to complain, like the fighter should have. It was razor thin. If those guys fight 10 times, 5 times Jimmy wins, 5 times Jan wins. Right.
Yeah.
Like
what? No, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
What a great fight, though. Two guys going after.
That fight is probably no. That fight, if they fight. Jimmy wins 7 out of 10.
You can't. No, you're such a twat.
No way.
Hey, no.
you're a chicken shit ass.
You're just jumping on the name.
I'm not jumping on the name.
You're jumping on the name. He's got to throw a lot more strikes if he wants to win.
Yeah.
Got to defend the takedown.
A fight to fight, man. And I was just watching after, if anybody's watching, the NCAA championships, wrestling championships last night. Right after that was some Glory Kickboxing, at least in our area. And they've got 5 judges. I think if we had 5, it just increases that number. And that's the thing is, like you saw on some of the scores, because they do open scoring. So the fighters are told what the score is during the fight.
That's
so the first round. Yeah, the first round comes out and it's like, you know, well, 3 judges scored it for you, you know, and the other guys gets, you know, 2.
Would you want to know that in real time?
I wouldn't care. I mean, the way that I approach fighting is I don't give a shit if that motherfucker's still standing. I'm trying to take him out. Like, I get angry when my fighters ask, do you think I won that round? Because I want to smack them and say, it doesn't fucking matter. He's still standing. The goal is to put him away. The goal is to not worry about what somebody else thinks, because then you don't have to. You don't have to worry about it. If you finish the fight, you don't have to worry about what somebody else thinks. That's the way that I look at it. And I mean, granted, judging is part of the game, and it will always be part of the game. And you have to. You know, you have to account for it, and you have to. There are certain times where you have to fight for it. But I think open scoring would be pretty cool. I think it would definitely make guys fight differently in the last round.
Put pressure on you if you knew you were down 2 rounds.
Yeah, because
that's fight.
one of the things that I hate is
well,
when I see
maybe.
It. No, not maybe.
No,
because,
maybe.
Because listen, cornermen, there are certain teams that like I have made it pretty clear to the people that have been around me throughout my career that I'm not a bullshitter. I'm not fragile. I'm not, you know, I don't need to be padded. If I'm fucking losing, you tell me that I'm losing, you know?
I get that.
And there are teams and cornermen and maybe fighters that need that, where they need to be coddled a little bit, where it's like, oh, you're doing great. You're doing fantastic.
You can't have the open score because you can't tell me the little leprechaun ran away from friggin' Nate
that
Diaz.
Is,
and if he knew he was winning, he would have never caught him. He would have been running around the outside of that cage for friggin' 5 minutes.
But
so
then,
unless you do
then,
a yellow card and say, hey, look, you have to engage.
Fine. Fine.
So you can't have an open score.
Yeah, why, jerk. What a fucking racist jerk you are. That hurts.
Yeah, yeah, I'm Irish.
On our national weekend.
Hey,
yeah,
I'm a Mick. I'm a Mick like you. I can say that.
You are not. You're American. You're an American. I'm a Mick. No, you're not. You're an American.
No way.
Your ancestry might have come from that part of the world, but you're an American.
You think?
I do think. I know. Where's your passport from? Like, where's your nationality? All right. But I think that, yeah, like a fighter that's up 2-0 might run.
Right. They will run.
But if you throw in yellow cards.
Well, now you're changing. So you have to throw in yellow cards.
That's fine.
And wait
nobody
a minute.
Nobody said that we couldn't do that. Oh, okay. I've always loved that idea.
Right. They will not all run.
They will all run.
You're not running. Guaranteed. Cowboy's not running.
No.
Right? Like, no. Max Holloway is never going to run.
No.
There's a lot of fighters that are never going to run.
Probably the minority that would, and it would be annoying. But if you do have a halt on that or something that steps in the way, that would be all right.
Just on a side note, I think that maybe somebody got into my vodka and put water in it because I feel like I'm drinking the gin that was at my parents' house.
By the way you said that, that's
yeah.
Something tells me it's full strength.
No, it's not. I don't think that there's going to be a lot of fighters that would avoid the fight. But if you brought in yellow cards to where you're able to penalize
them. I guarantee you 90% of the fighters would avoid it.
Not 90. Not 90.
Sure they would.
No, they wouldn't.
30.
No.
30.
More.
I know, and I've trained
because
with some
that would. Your sport is all about winning.
It is. Well, it is.
They set it up about winning. It's not like Pride where it was about the fight. The UFC is about winning.
Mark Hunt knows he's up two rounds.
You're winning.
He's getting jazzed up, and he's fucking taking somebody out.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's we're talking about adding something. We're talking about adding judges. We're talking about adding open scoring. So we're going to add yellow cards, and let's also just add finish bonuses. Why don't we do that?
Why don't we just
do that too?
And add soccer kicks?
No. We don't get paid enough for soccer kicks. We don't get paid enough for that shit. Like I'm okay with that stuff if we're getting paid for it, but we don't get paid for it. Like, the guys in Pride were getting paid. I mean, they're coming back with $250,000 in cash stuffed into their shoes, you know, coming through customs. Like, you want to pay me that money, I'll do it. But we don't get paid enough now.
Right.
I don't want to see
that type of stuff.
I don't want to see you kick somebody in the face or somebody kick you in the face.
But
like
I'm all for it.
Nope.
If it's worth it, but the fact of the matter is
it doesn't add
career
to the
wise.
Experience.
You have to have a career now. It's not like you can go and have a couple fights and make good money and be like, okay, well that's good, and just sock it away. Like you have to be you're a career fighter now. If you want to make money fighting and you want to pay for your shit fighting, and struggle to pay for your shit fighting. You have to be a career fighter. But those other things, like, okay, add two other judges. Add open scoring. Add fucking yellow cards. Add a bone. And it doesn't have to be, maybe it is. You make, all right, well, you've got fight is a majority of your money. And then win is, a little bit, but then finish is a bit more, So if you're making 20 grand a show, well, you're making an extra 5 grand to win, but you're making an extra 20 grand to
finish.
Fucking finish. So like, okay, well you go out there and you finish somebody, you're making double what you were making. If you don't finish the fight, you're making a little bit more than losing. I mean, then you're giving incentives to then not be passive.
And let's reward the guys that fight, not the guys that win necessarily.
Well, that's the problem is that you what is rewarded isn't necessarily fighting. Like, it's not – what is rewarded is behavior.
On the screen right now, Manoah should have his pick of the next fight, and they should be pushing the shit out of him. He lost.
Yeah.
He had a great fight.
Mm-hmm.
He showed up. He put it on the line. And I'm going to pay to watch his next fight.
Yeah.
MMA fan is going to pay to watch his next fight. So he shouldn't be penalized. It should not be a step back in his career. This should be a step up. Like, you proved yourself. You fucking went to war.
Yeah.
You and you were awesome.
I mean, that's unfortunately, I think it's kind of the Western society, the way we look at it. You know, it's not so much how you perform or, like, you know, how you play the game. It's whether you win or lose. Here.
Yet at the same time, we hand out trophies for participation left and right and want everybody to be winners.
Well, in Little League.
But Manuwa didn't participate. But that's not a participation
I'm not saying that. No. I'm saying that it's a contradiction that you see somebody goes in there and loses with integrity and loses putting it out on the line and where that loss actually has value, but we're valuing wins that aren't that great. We're valuing losses that mean nothing.
It has totally to do with the way it was. No, it was totally to do with the UFC promoting it.
No,
because Dana White bitches at the way Maya fights.
No.
Oh, he fought to win, and he's a backpack, and he did well. Okay, he won the fight,
but
you know.
But listen, it's even other fighters don't necessarily like watching him fight. Like, it's because of who we are as a culture. If you look at what made Pride great, it wasn't just, you know, the fact that it was Yakuza money and they got to do steroids. it was the way that the fans and the promotion appreciated the way that the fighters fought. It didn't matter necessarily if you won or lose. It was how you fought.
Right.
Like, if you fought with Budo, fighter spirit, you went out there and you put it on, and that's what the yellow cards and all that stuff was about, then they appreciated you. Like, it didn't necessarily matter if you won all the time. It was just how you fought. If you go out and you put it on the line, and I mean the way that it was scored was you're trying to win a fight. You're not trying to win on points based on boxing like we fight to now. It was to win a fight. So if you tried to finish the fight more than the other guy tried to finish, even though you got beat up, listen, I would have beat Ben Henderson in Pride Rules. I put him in 6 legitimate submissions. Plus another couple of other submission attempts. If it was Pride Rules, I won that fucking fight. He did beat the fuck out of me because he made me pay for him, but he didn't come close to finishing me, and I put him in legitimate subs. So I would have won that fight in Pride Rules, but not in UFC rules. You know, not in the ABC shit. So that's just the way it is. But, I mean, like, that you can't. When you have fighters go out and they're fighting in front of 96,000 people and the room is quiet while they're grappling, and they're grappling in positions where you can't really see anything. And then when all of a sudden you see a submission attempt and everything blows up. And then it gets, you know, the guy defends and then it goes quiet. And then he pops the Kimura out again and it blows up. Like that show, it was Rampage was fighting somebody. I think it was Rampage. That showed you the way that what the fans wanted.
Right. So you're saying UFC fans are stupid.
No, I'm not saying UFC fans are stupid, Dad. I'm just saying that it's a different.
Well, they're buttheads. They booed you and Lozon for going to the ground.
Well, I was tired, motherfucker.
But you're two of the best grapplers in the UFC.
I had 4 weeks of training for that fight.
And as soon as it hit the ground, because you had them a bloody mess, they start booing. It's like, what the hell are you booing for, people?
There was a kid that, you know.
How about Henzo Sakuraba when he got his arm popped? Yep. That was just like, when you're just watching somebody in there, it's just like a badass moment. You know, Henzo lost the fight, but holy shit, man.
Yeah.
Like, that was
the level of appreciation. And I think that there are a vast majority of fight fans that are like, you know, he didn't tap, he didn't, you know, the ref had to stop it, he wasn't gonna stop it.
That one gave me goosebumps.
And I'm pretty certain that a majority of fans have respect for him for that. I mean, there are obviously going to be those that are like, well, he got his arm broken, you know, pussy. But, you know, that's there are those types of fans.
I'm not even comfortable with you saying it on their behalf.
There are those types of fans in every fucking sport.
Watch your fucking mouth, Jim.
You know? I mean, holy shit.
There are those. There's fans in all those sports like that.
There are.
See, which I hate.
Except, like, tennis.
There are.
Are there people like that in tennis?
There's douchebags in the whole world.
Are there? No.
There's douchebags in tennis. It's just like I always hated. It's like the reason why I hate Dana White and him bashing. Even though he bashed your boy that you can't stand, Kenny Florian. When Dana White calls Kenny Florian a choke, Dana White hasn't earned the right to call somebody a fucking choke. He's never been in that cage. He's never been in that situation. Now, if he wants to go in a cage with me, that's fine. Then he can call you a choke if you're a choke. But, like, when Indiana, when Reggie Miller used to go choke to the fucking Knicks, the fans doing it, you never deserved it. Reggie Miller deserved that. He was out on the court. He was making those shots. He was doing it. You don't earn that right. And that for somebody to piss on in tennis, they've called, you know, oh, guy who didn't, you know, win a match, oh, he choked. Get out there on the court and go and try to play a friggin' match and deal with the nerves, and then you can call somebody a choke. So fans who do that.
I don't think, I mean, whatever.
Fine. You got to earn that right.
Fine. So the meanest things that tennis fans do is call somebody a choke.
Well, they have, yeah.
You know.
Hey, there's probably more nerves in tennis than in yours. More nerves. I think you probably get more nervous when you're getting ready to win a match, a big match, than in a fight.
I don't know. I think that the biggest thing about, I mean, tennis, there are definitely parallels in the fact that it's individual and there's nobody else there and all that shit. But when you think about getting your ass kicked in front of people. Like, it's not just like, okay, well, you're going to lose a game, you're going to lose a match, you're going to, you know, this is something that retired folks do at the country club. You're going to get your ass kicked.
Yeah, I get that.
There's the possibility of you getting your ass kicked. And, like, I mean, for me, it's like, all right, well, you know, the worst thing for me was always, like, I don't want to go out and, you know, puss out. Like, I mean... I don't want to go out and not fight. I don't want to go out and not push as hard as I can. Like, that's the thing for me that's like, fuck. Like, because getting punched, you know, when you got a fucking broken nose, getting punched in the nose fucking hurts. You know, and like, or getting hit to the body hurts. Like, you get kicked in the liver or kneed in the liver and it fucking hurts. You know, and I mean, the first exchange of the Cerrone fight, he fucking bruised my spleen. That fucking hurt. And then every time he kicked me in the fucking body after that, it really fucking hurt. And like, I mean, you think like, well, I don't want to like cop out. I don't want to fucking wuss out in front of people. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be a pussy. You know, and like nobody wants to get their ass kicked in front of people.
No, you don't want to get a set of testicles.
Nobody wants to.
Pussies are tough. Testicles are weak.
It's true. It's true. Well, I mean.
We got to change that narrative.
Sometimes they.
Grow yourself a set of lips instead of a set of. You want to be tough, get a set of lips.
There you go.
Never seen a woman roll around on the ground for 5 minutes because she got a crotch shot. So
that's the second. That's the second time I've heard it put that way in the past few months. It does make sense.
So change it.
Listen, I've heard plenty of women that have ripped from their V to their A say, "I want to have another kid." I've never heard another man say they want to get kicked in the nuts again.
No.
So it goes both ways. It's going to be grow a set of lips, not a set of nuts.
And we just lost all of our listeners.
So you want to be tough, get some lips.
All right, stop. Okay? They heard you.
He's going to put on t-shirts next week.
Yeah. What the fuck? I just don't like. I'm sure that tennis is stress. I'm sure that every fucking thing is stressful.
Any professional sport,
you know. And like, granted, okay, there are guys who are spend a majority of their time on the bench on a football team that they want to win. They put in the effort. They put in the help. They help the team. They did all that shit. But a majority of their time is spent on the bench.
Right.
You know, so it's like, okay, well, you don't have to necessarily – grant, you know, like you look at fucking Tom Brady. I'm sure the pressure on Tom Brady was pretty fucking intense in that last Super Bowl because he knows that it's on him.
Right.
But he still didn't get beat up. Like, I mean
– right, and it's with the team sport, you're taking that accountability and the onus off of one person.
Yeah, and
but even with tennis – and I don't know.
There's a subconscious thing about, like, I mean, getting into a fight.
I'll give you that. Yeah. And the thing is, with tennis, there might be nerves, and it's the same way with golf. It's like, to me, you know, why do you got to be quiet when Tiger's putting?
Because it's respectful.
Well, that's bullshit. Or when they're serving. You know, guys in the NCAA tournament, they're friggin' 17-year-old kids. You got everybody cheering when you're trying to miss, shoot a
19.
Shoot a three throw, and everybody can yell and scream and, you know.
Twirl their towels. That
I mean, yeah. So
you've seen, like, what is it, ASU does the curtain thing, where they, like, have the big curtain, and they, like, fucking pop out and do all sorts of weird shit. Fucking Ryan Bader did one of the things where he's, like, in a fucking, like, basically his underwear, fucking dancing around and shit. Like, somebody's trying to make a free throw. And you're.
But I mean, that's a good point with them. I mean, you know, college football is at least a member of a larger team. But when you're looking at things like, you know, I guess college basketball, just because it's more in the spotlight, and it's those kids are going to get tormented. Hmm. You know, there are going to be people that are sitting 5 feet off the court that are yelling, screaming at you.
Yeah,
and if you fail, it's on you, and it's right, on you for bringing your team down, and you don't have a multi-million-dollar salary that's padding it to make you feel a little bit better when you go home.
Well, what's the quote? It's like, you can play football, you can play tennis, you cannot play fighting.
Yeah.
You fight. You can play a sport.
Can't play wrestling either.
You can't play wrestling. You can't play boxing.
You can't play swim either, so don't go there. You drown if you play swim.
You haven't seen me swim before.
So don't put fighters like they're out there. I mean, no.
No, there's definitely – listen, I'm just saying that, I mean, watching the NCAA finals.
Play dive.
You're reaching now.
I'm going to play from a 32 foot.
You're reaching now. I'll fucking belly flop from belly a 32 flop. Foot.
No, you will. Yeah. No, you will not belly flop.
You will not.
Coming up next week, we go
belly
to the lake
all day long.
Jim Miller pulls out of Atlantic City fight after play diving with his dad.
Listen. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing, baby.
You need to grow a set of lips and just
just grow a set of lips.
Whatever. I don't even know where we were. We were talking about how I think that just getting beat up. Just getting beat up. Like, somebody makes less of a splash into the pool than you. Fine. I'll still kick your ass. Somebody.
Yeah, but don't even go there to that. I mean, there's plenty of people that get beat up and they're doing other jobs besides being
a
fighter.
I'm not talking about other, like, bouncing.
Like what?
Like what?
Like other job.
I'm not talking about being physically beat up. I'm talking about being beat up by another human being. Oh. It's not about getting physical damage to you. Yeah, there's plenty of shit that fucks you up.
Right.
You know, I'm looking at fucking Frankenstein across from me. Like, I've seen you with your fucking head split open and staples and shit and a chainsaw wound in your leg and fucking almost dying because you stepped on a metal strap. You pussy.
I didn't step
on. Oh, sorry, you penis.
You penis, no.
Testicle.
Testicle.
You are a penis.
I don't know.
Penises are pretty tough.
No, they're not. Yes, no, they're not. Are. I've had Dan kneeled on mine one time, and I thought I had to pull out of the fight.
If he had kneeled on your nut, you would have pulled out of the
fight. No, side. No. I thought that he tore my urethra. And it was like, it was legit. It was legit pain. Like, the thing is, probably the most pain that I've ever been in was from
Pat breaking your
food poisoning. And then, like, number two, I'd have to say is when I got such a nasty ear infection from my ear hole being covered by my cauliflower ear that, you know, my eardrum just melted, like, and then the side of my neck was all swollen and shit. And that was probably number two, but, like, of the fighting things and the things, you know, that type of, like, physical getting bounced around, falling out of a tree, falling 20 something feet out of a tree, fucking all that stupid shit.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You're complaining about what Dan did to your urethra, but what about his teeth? I mean, that hurt.
He kneeled on it. He kneeled on my mushroom
cap.
Oh,
is that what you're saying now?
Fucking not even kneeled on it. He dropped his weight on it. Like, I went to inside trip him, and he dropped to his knees. And it was like the one day that I decided, I'm not going to wear a cup today. We're only wrestling. And it was like, it must have been hot because it was able to flop out far enough where his knee hit it.
The story isn't adding up.
Yeah, no. It must have been really hot. And his knee just caught the end of me. Yeah, that was.
Did you stop immediately?
Oh, I got up. And I'm like, oh my god! I was like, ah, like it was like it wasn't, you know, it wasn't nut shot pain. It was the head of my penis just got pinched off pain. You know, a 200-pound man just flying knee dropped it, and I had just seen the video of where Johnny Knoxville had tore his urethra when he tried to do a backflip on the dirt bike. And the dirt bike came down and hit him in the crotch. And he's like, I think I just peed my pants. And he's like, nope, that was blood. And then all of a sudden, I'm like rolling around. I was like, I got to pee. I'm like, I just peed. I'm like, oh, fuck. I go to the bathroom. Okay, it's just pee. Whew. It was a close call.
Yeah, that's
it was
no
a close
fun.
Call. I was sitting there thinking, like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to pull out of a fight because I think I just tore my urethra. This is the most baller way to pull out of a fight. like who has pulled out of a fight because they just tore their urethra?
I would have framed that article.
Yeah, it would have been fucking. You know, I just gotta point out when you went on your grow lips not bald, the comments stopped.
They did, yeah.
The comments stopped. You just shut everybody down. I don't know.
Because they're all looking to get it trademarked.
They're all racing to get
t-shirts. It's like we had a good streak coming in.
They're all running up to get t-shirts.
www.growlipsnotballs. It's been taken.
.net is still available.
Yeah, go now.
yep, they all fucking just dried up, just like dry lips. We didn't even talk about the fights, did we?
No, we covered the shit out of the start.
We talked about two fights.
Yeah.
We talked about, like...
Well, you guys said you didn't know anybody in this card.
No, well, Daniel Craig got the submission with 1 second left.
That was impressive.
Now, there were two on this card that ended with 1 second left? Or did I read something wrong?
I don't know.
Because I thought it had said that there were... That it was another 459 or something like that. And it was two on the same card. I could be totally full of shit.
See, they always mess up the things.
Yeah, the time is never right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think there were some close fights, and yeah, but I don't know. I don't. There have only been a couple in, like, what's his face? Howard, I think, had one that was like last 8 seconds or something like that. John Howard had a knockout. But yeah, it's a good night of fights. So 223 is not happening, apparently. Or at least the main event's not happening, right?
When 223?
This
next weekend?
No, it's in 3 weeks. Because who's going to pull out? You heard it here first. You make the
main event is happening.
Who's pulling out?
Nope.
Who's pulling out?
Nobody.
Khabib.
Khabib's pulling out.
Well, they're both.
Khabibi?
Because Tony will say the next day, my pipe fell on me because I built it with my hands.
my pergola. My pergola fell down.
All right, for what reason is he pulling out? Because we're going to predict this as far in advance. Khabib? Yeah,
he's
going to
have
really
a
accurate.
Hard weight cut, and he's going to beat.
Well, you can't
go to the hospital.
No, well, is that the official?
Yeah,
Leon Edwards TKO finish at 4:49.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay.
Thanks for somebody who's commenting,
Joe. Got a name.
Oh,
Jesus.
I thought you sent all the comments.
What a dick. Joe Stance.
There's one guy.
We stopped talking about it. We stopped talking about it for a little bit.
No, Joe came back, and now you've alienated him.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Joe.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you're going on to the Rose fight, and you say that wasn't.
That's bullshit.
It is bullshit.
Instant rematch.
It's not. That is not instant.
Doesn't
rematch
deserve.
Already.
It doesn't deserve. It's not like Rose fought somebody, or you know, not Rose. Joanna fought somebody and Rose needed to take time off. Like if it was like Rose took time off and Joanna went and destroyed the next number one contender, I'd see.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Then do it.
But the fact that.
Well, I see. I've never agreed with them. I mean, anybody. Well,
they're
I mean,
stupid.
BJ getting it with Frankie. Anderson getting none of them should have got it. Nobody should get an immediate.
It never goes well either. Like, I'm putting all my money on Rose again.
Even
who's won the immediate rematch? Can you name anybody? BJ lost to Frankie again.
Well,
fucking Weidman broke Silva's leg.
If you look at it, like, fucking GSP went and fought. I think it was Hughes, right? Lost to Sarah. Sarah never defended. GSP fought, earned his opportunity to fight him again. I like that.
Joe gets it.
Joe gets it. You get the first shirt. You get the
yeah,
Joe says it. I'm as tough as lips. You can't scare me off. at least, like, GSP went and he fought. And earned his opportunity back, you know, and like Sarah took the time. So it was Sarah's first fight back, but it wasn't George's. And
yes,
you know, to tap the strikes and then get the fucking opportunities.
I hate the fight.
I would say it's like, is the division that weak?
Yeah,
it's not though.
No,
it's not.
Is there no contender at the? I mean, they used to.
At what, 25s?
Yeah. If you're going to say it no. there, then why 15, wouldn't you 15. Roll back?
Well,
I mean, why wouldn't
is.
They just have Holly fight Cyborg over and over?
Keep
why? Who else
again?
Is at 15?
Like, are they going to get a better matchup in that?
You
even just for marketing sense, let Rose destroy somebody at 15s and then make the fight again. Yeah. Now everyone's like, nah.
And going back, I think Pat said, like, if it was an eye poke, it's like, okay, the fight had to end. Nobody got what they wanted out of it. You come back. But not for that.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
It's a decently deep division.
Not really.
Where are the rankings? Oh, I keep moving.
It doesn't make sense there's no reason, like, what? Because unless you really want Joanna, I think I'm butchering her.
Joanna.
Unless you really want Joanna to be the champ, that's the only reason you do an immediate rematch. Oh, we really want, we put money behind Joanna. We want
her
to
stay. You got Andrade, you got Claudia, Carolina.
Claudia's a killer, man.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's a good fight. Why wouldn't you give it to Claudia? Give it, who's number two? I can't see that far.
Was it Andrade?
Yeah.
Come on.
Where are the previous fights? You got to see what's like. Yeah, she's coming off a
a two fight win streak.
Yeah. She beat Claudia, right?
Yep. She beat Claudia, and then she beat Tisha Torres.
And Torres, that was it. I saw the Torres fight. That was a good fight.
Yeah.
So give it to her. She deserves it. She's worked her way up. It's super frustrating.
Yeah, it is annoying.
It doesn't make sense. But that's what we're left with. Mm. I hope Rose fucking puts a stamp on it and we don't have to see it
again. Damn Skippy.
Yeah. I like Rose. I like her attitude. Bam.
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 You're like,
bam. There's nothing
you're
else
supposed
to say.
Like, I like her attitude. I like her.
No, I like the way she fights. She's fucking.
Her haircut.
She's a fighter. She shows up and
her,
she puts it on
her dog.
I don't like her dog.
You don't like her dog?
No, I don't even know her dog. It's not fair for me to say. Sorry, Rose. I bet Rose could whoop my ass. Right? Like,
probably.
Really bad.
Probably.
She'd be like, what'd you say about my dog? And then just get my ass kicked by a 115-pound woman.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be unfortunate for me.
That'd be worse than losing a tennis match to her.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And that solves that.
That'd be worse than losing a swimming match to her.
Yeah, a lot. She would never beat me in swimming.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking drown her. Some crazy bullshit right there. What else did we allude to? Oh, yeah. I don't know. Dana's in the game. It's kind of weird.
I can't.
It's funny.
I'm trying to stay positive.
It's a funny Easter egg. You know, it's good. It's good. Cool. Well, they had Bruce Lee in the game, too. So
yeah.
It's like
Bruce Lee was a real fighter.
No, he wasn't a
real
fighter.
Yes, he was a
real
fighter.
No, he wasn't a real fighter.
He was an innovator.
He was an actor.
Nope. He got in
a
fight on set.
And a fucking philosopher.
You did.
No.
You
did. He was an actor.
In like Enter the Dragon, that fucking guy came after him. That was a real fight.
You're a fucking twat.
The guy was out of control.
No.
Bruce Lee was a great fighter.
Bruce Lee was not a fighter.
Fuck you.
Bruce Lee was
not
a fighter.
I'm done. This is the last time I'm ever going to be on this
sensei
podcast.
He was a philosopher.
He was a sensei.
He was a philosophy major.
I wish he was my sensei.
He had a degree in philosophy. He had a good attitude. I'll give him that. Like, his attitude on growth and all that stuff.
He would have whooped your ass.
I would have choked him unconscious. I have his book. His submissions were fucking lacking. You know.
How did we get
he
on Bruce
never
Lee?
Fought.
Where did that was a weird dotted
I
line.
Don't know.
I don't know how we're
because
here.
Bruce Lee was in the game.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They put him in the game.
They so, put Rogan I mean, in the game yet?
Probably. Rogan's probably in the game. Fucking Steven Seagal.
I don't want Rogan to
I
like
mean,
kick me.
If Chuck Norris is in the fucking game, then everybody's dead.
Everybody is dead.
You know?
Steven Seagal hasn't been in the game, has he?
No, he hasn't been in the game.
Good. Jesus, that would have upset me.
But yeah, you know, whatever. It is what it is, bro.
If you don't like it, you gotta vulva up.
It's true. All right. I don't really know where to go.
You're a set of nuts, Pat.
Yeah. Stop being a testicle.
Stop being a set
stop
of
being
nuts.
A testicle.
Sorry.
yep. These guys got to work tomorrow, so we're gonna cut it there. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast, and we'll catch you next week. Thank you. Thanks for tuning into the Jim Miller Podcast. Remember to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so that we can keep bringing you more. Also, check out jimmillermma.com to stay up to date with everything that's going on. Thanks.